Let's get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The Cabinet is expected to approve legislation to abolish public hospital charges. At present, patients are charged €80 per visit, with a cap of €800 per year. The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, will seek to remove the fees in April of this year. Tommy Meskell of our political staff.
The government's intention to remove public hospital charges was announced as part of Budget 2023. Removing the €80 fee, however, will require legislation. And so this morning, the Minister for Health will seek Cabinet approval to draft legislation that removes the fees in April. Last year, hospital charges for those aged under 16 were also removed. Separately, while unable to attend Cabinet due to her attendance at a conference of fellow EU ministers in Germany, the Rural and Community Development Minister Heather Humphreys will today publish details of the €50 million Community Recognition Fund announced last year. Communities that host refugees can qualify. It will be distributed among local authorities depending on the number of new arrivals they have received and can be drawn down this year and next. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, Leinster House.
The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Pascal Donoghue, is due to address the Dáil this afternoon over the controversies surrounding his election expenses. A spokesperson for the minister said all of the issues raised have been treated with sincerity, and the matters will be addressed by Pascal Donoghue's Dáil speech and by taking questions from TDs. Our political coverage editor David Murphy.
Last week, Minister Pascal Donoghue apologised in the Dáil for failing to declare his full expenses for election 2016. His supporter, businessman Michael Stone, made a donation of six men and a van to erect posters. That should have been included in his declaration. He finished a statement last week saying he would not be commenting further, but controversy continued, and today he returns to give further details and is expected to address questions on election 2020. He'll be hoping he puts matters to rest this time, but the controversy has shone an uncomfortable light on political patronage and an outdated regulatory system for election donations.
Seven people have been killed in a mass shooting at two farms in the US state of California. The incidents took place in the city of Half Moon Bay near San Francisco. Local police say they found four people dead at the first location in the city, then found three more dead at another place nearby. It comes after a mass shooting in California in which 11 people were killed in the city of Monterey Park in Los Angeles County on Sunday. Art Sanders, a journalist at KNX Radio in Los Angeles, spoke on this program.
He apparently acted alone. These were Chinese farm workers, seven of them dead, San Mateo County. This fellow is 67 years old. His name is Chun Li Zhao, and he lived in Half Moon Bay. And deputies took him into custody, found a weapon in his vehicle.
A 32-year-old man will appear before Cork District Court today in connection with the fatal assault of a patient at Mercy University Hospital in Cork. 89-year-old widower Matthew Healy received severe injuries in the incident, and despite the best efforts of staff, could not be saved. He was a patient in a general ward at the hospital when the incident took place on Sunday morning. Three people have been treated in hospital following a public order incident at the City West Transit Hub in Dublin yesterday evening. There are currently around 800 people staying at the Transit Hub, which originally had a bed capacity for 370 people. Most are international protection applicants. Gardaí remain at the scene for a number of hours. Yesterday, a spokesperson for the department said that the situation at the transit hub was being kept under review on a daily basis. Last week, the Minister for Integration, Roger O'Gorman, warned it was likely the centre would have to close to new arrivals due to a shortage of accommodation. The President, Michael D. Higgins, begins an official visit to Senegal today, where he has been invited to deliver an opening address at the Dakar 2 Summit on Food Sovereignty and Resilience in Africa. He will also hold a number of bilateral meetings with African heads of state to discuss issues such as climate change, food security and the empowerment of women. From Senegal, Sean McIntyre reports.
The high-level summit will bring together 25 African heads of state and government, governors of central banks, as well as multilateral organisations, NGOs, private sector stakeholders, academics and scientists. This morning, in advance of the summit, President Higgins will hold a bilateral meeting with the President of Senegal and current chairperson of the African Union, Macky Sall. Pressing issues such as food security, famine, climate justice and empowering women are expected to be discussed. The summit will focus on the urgent measures required to combat food insecurity on the African continent and will emphasise the need for sustainable and transformative approaches to food production. President Higgins is accompanied by his wife Sabina and Minister of State at the Department of Foreign Affairs, Sean Fleming. Later today, President Higgins will visit Goree Island, a key hub in the African slave trading industry from the 15th to the 19th century.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable, efficient, lower-cost heating? Think heating, think Grant.
A cloudy start across the country with light rain or drizzle affecting areas of Connacht and Ulster. Some patchy mist or fog lingering in parts of the north and south too. Elsewhere, it's mainly dry, but the cloud will persist throughout the afternoon, with patchy light rain developing later. Highest temperatures this afternoon ranging from 9 to 11 degrees.